Blog Talk Radio. Time, the bird them a drop and the fish them a holler. Sing to your roots, make you feel babies, muffin babies. The heart of them that cool, no for them, just a tell them to the silver, to the platinum and the gold. Me a break and save them soul.
Hold up, hold up.
The juvenile, them a get child, them a get the lies of me and all a kind. Every man a walk, them now it's she commit the crime. A evil mercy. So many things I see. Last years, you know. Don't you see what I see? You don't see what we see. All the times, all the times. They turn them a jump and the fish them a die. Earthquakes in Jerusalem, these babies, up in babies. You don't see what we see. The heart of men got cold. No for them, just a tell them soul. With the silver, with the platinum and the gold. Me a break and save them soul. The juvenile, them a get wild. Them take your life just for another kind. Every man a walk, them now itch to commit the crime. God make Eve from Adam, him never make sea from Adam. That means any other way from man to woman and woman to man, that's wrong. All the time, all the time, they burn them a job and the fish them a die. Earthquakes in various places, babies, up in babies. All the time, all the time, they burn them a job and the fish them a die. Earthquakes in various places, babies, up in babies.
Holy God, fire!
On your dancing shoes, don't take it out. Mercy. Jesus, sing a single thing. Only one who can free your family. If I did, if you keep on singing, if you keep on singing, I'm singing.
Never be doing it hard.
fall for him. When you get tired, just fall for him. Outside, look him, be your strength from within. If you get lost, you can find him. Everlasting Father and Time King. Make me take flight like an eagle's wing. Pick up the phone whenever you ring. That's why me pray and sing. I was lost living in sin. Then me call upon the King. Wash me clean and took me in him. Give me peace and joy within. Devil want me fire within. But that's the past, me born again. No more want to save my friends so we can make it to heaven. Me could have be all the wickedest man. I won't find sheep it done in a man. Killing people just for fun. No fear of God nor of his son. But thanks to grace, that's not the case. My life is saved, it's not a waste. Oh, by his love, I am embraced. Daily I seek his face.
Think about my life, wondering why the darkness can't get right. remembering the tribulations of the past. Oh God, is this trial gonna last? Some me chop down and me cry, ask the Father why. More time me feel like my spirit won't die. Oh my, Father give me wings so me can fly to paradise. I heard of a voice reply.
Don't give up, don't give in. Although the road might rocky and the hills are steep, keep on trusting and believe. Don't give up, don't give in. Although the road might rocky and the hills are steep, keep on trusting and believe. Uncertainties and doubts surround me all about, like a ship in the ocean in a distant mouth, drowning in the emptiness and the strife, pulling on just to try to save my life. And in the midst of all this stress, no answer me I guess, will I ever find my happiness? But in a mistake when me cry, I wanna be my best. Once again me hear the same voice of stress. Don't give up, don't give in. Rocky and the hills are steep, keep on trusting and
believe. Holy Ghost fire!
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
All right, y'all heard that, don't you? My God, I know y'all had to hear that. I'm telling you, it's going down on tonight. Yes, it is. And we just thank God for all of you. Let me tell y'all something. The devil is a liar. He's still a liar. I'm telling you, I had a rough time. That's why y'all heard the whole mix right there. That's why you heard like 22 minutes. Because I'm telling y'all, when that label hit the, if y'all looking at the links that's posted and you see what it say, right? My aunt laughed at me when I told her the name of it, and she was like, "That's you." And everybody that know how you are, you know, when it comes to, you know, the enemy, you know, it's nothing surprising about the title of the link. But that came in my spirit. I thought, what should I name the link tonight? Because y'all heard me earlier. We were waiting for our brothers. We see Kyle Lai is on with us. We're going to click him on in a moment. But we have Stephen Murphy on with us, as well as our other brother, Reality. And we thank God for them. He said that they're going to be calling in a minute. They're going to be back on with us tonight, and along with Kyle Lai. And so I was thinking, like, what broadcast, because a lot of people were leaving messages earlier that they were depressed, but they was encouraged by the program, the reggae, the dance hall, you know, the rap, everything that was played, they was really encouraged. And so, you know, and that's a blessing. And then a brother called and left a message. You know, he's a known artist that I've been playing on the radio. And he was going through some drama. I mean, the stuff that he was saying to pray about, I just began to get angry, and I just let loose on the airwaves earlier. So I didn't get a chance to really do what I want to do, and that's okay, because a lot of y'all know that I always say that Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. He is the author of my mouth. So I'm not going to overgo, you know, what he want me to do. You know what I'm saying? So as I was going on, you know, later on in the program, I told y'all we was going to come back tonight and we was going to party. Didn't I say that? I said we was going to party. When we was out there in the world, what happened? We was down and out. What went on? When you was down and out in the world, those that drank and smoked and party, you know what I'm talking about. When you was down and out, what did you do? Did you lay in that bed and mope all day? No, you got up, got that drink, got that smoke. You went to the club, you hung out with some friends, even though that stuff did not totally take everything away, because when I went gone or went down, guess what? The problem's still there. But in Christ, it's a difference. In Christ, when you give him the praise and you give him the honor and the glory, yeah, the thought of that problem be there. And you be going through, but in the middle of that, he do give you peace. Now, those of you that don't have peace, we got to pray that. Because I know in my going through, I don't like what I go through. You know what I'm saying? But in the middle of it, I have peace. How do I know I have peace? Because Tanya Johnson ain't got to run to the liquor store no more and buy a sip of yak. Tanya Johnson ain't got to blow on no weed. Tanya Johnson ain't got to smoke 3 packs of Newport 100 cigarettes. Tanya Johnson don't have to cuss people out and grab them by the neck. I don't have to go through all that crazy drama no more. All I have to do is just get on my knees and pray or look up to the Lord and say, hey, here I am. Here's the situation. I can't take it. God help me. That's all I can do. And he will give you peace and he will give you joy in the middle of going through. Okay? So we had a lot of people that's really going through. I just had some people a few moments ago. Can you pray for me? This is going on. That can go on. So what came to me to name the program was Smack the Devil Down with Sound, Praise and Prayer Live. That's the name of the links for real. Believe it or not, look at the links. Those of you that don't have links, that's the name of this program tonight. You have tuned in to Smack the Devil Down with Sound, Praise and Prayer Live with the Angels of Melody tonight. Your host, your DJ, or your radio, whatever you want to call it, angel on deck. Yes, we're smacking that devil down tonight. Yes, we are. With sound and with praise and with prayer. We're doing it tonight. I'm telling y'all, it's going down tonight, seriously. And I know y'all can hear it in my voice right now, but, you know, this thing is real. You know what I'm saying? And the Lord is real. I'm telling you. And we know that the Lord is over the enemy. Yes, he is. So whatever situation y'all going through tonight, hey, it's not going to destroy you. I'll tell you that. You will not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You will not be destroyed. So we just thank God on tonight for that great sound. And that was the gospel mix that you heard of Stephen Murphy. I thank God for our brother one today. Well, tonight, rather, and that was From the Church to the Streets jam that you've heard. And so we just thank God we're waiting on him in reality, but while we're waiting on them, we do have a great brother that's on the line with us as well. But before we go to our brother, I want to play one song here called Throw It All Away, and this is our brother Luther Fleury. And this song, basically, you're going to hear like we know it's not the devil for real speaking, but the stuff that you're going to hear like it was the devil speaking, and he's going back on the devil. I mean, it's a powerful song. Y'all got to hear this right here. So we're giving it up for Luther Fleury right now. We thank God for him. We're giving him a shout-out. Right after this cut here is off, we're going to click on our brother Kyle I, and we're going to hear a word from him of encouragement. And we're going to play his hit that's out right now, that's rocking right now. And then hopefully our other brothers will be joining us. And we're just going to do it up, y'all, tonight, for real. The devil is in trouble. Do y'all hear me? He is in trouble, I said. He's in trouble. My God, my God. So let's go right now to this great song. And then we're going to bring our brother Kyle I on next.
I want to play a game. For years now, you've been claiming to be a Christian. You've been reading scriptures and following the word. Well, let's put you to the test. In front of you, you'll find a red piece of paper and a pen. It states that you vowed to throw away everything you believe about Christ. All you have to do is sign at the bottom. If you don't, this contraption you call world will kill you, eventually. Will you sacrifice the sweet pleasures of this world, trying to get into a heaven that you haven't even seen? The choice is yours.
I wake up, was that a dream? Satan was putting thoughts in my mind. Obscene, throw it all away. He wanted this to cling. All I could think about is John 3:16. He died to pave a way, cause sinners were astray. He threw down a check sweeter than payday. Peace to the Pope, blood ran like OJ. Forget Christ? No way. Jose, that's not much of an offer. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Yeah, so I will follow and obey the will of my God. I could never throw away. Throw away, it's not okay. I rep Christ to the day I lay. In a casket with my ashes. Lift for the one with 39 lashes. On the cross, just for me. Thorns on head, nail and feet. Did it for me and you. Lord of lords, King of kings. I just throw it all away. He wasn't on the cross just to throw it all away. His blood didn't drip just to throw it all away. He didn't die for me just to throw it all away. John 3:16 shows how God loves. Won't throw it away to become what I was. The devil wants to play. I don't play with felons. Kick him in the face. Drop him on his cerebellum. Tell him.
Kick me in the face? Is that how you feel? That's not nice. Show some love appeal.
Yo, call it self-defense, man. I'm trying to stop the enemy. You're walking in my house, and I know you're not a friend of me.
Why do you worship this low-life king?
You call him low-life, but he died for my sins.
He died? I can give you riches, power, women, and those little chocolate kisses.
Man, I hate chocolate, and these won't save me. You're a fool who tried to rise against the one who made thee.
Don't test me. I'll devour you.
You roar like a lion, but a lion is not you. I'll be sober, though. Thanks for the heads up. I know you're not blessed, so good luck. Your opponent is your creator, and he doesn't need shades to block his haters. How can I just throw it all away? He wasn't on the cross just to throw it all away. His blood didn't drip just to throw it all away. He didn't die for me just to throw it all away. John 3:16 shows how God loves. Won't throw it away to become what I was. The devil wants to play. I don't play with felons. Kick him in the face. Drop him on the cerebellum. Tell him.
This is your last chance. I can give you the world. Believe me, I can give you diamonds and pearls.
John 8:44 says you're a liar. And you're in hell, so I'm guessing that your pants are on fire.
Ha, funny guy.
Yeah, you can say that. I'm only speaking the truth, and Christ is that. So throw it all away. The Lord I adore, so no, Satan.
Well, the choice is yours.
All right, all right. We thank God for that song. I'm telling you, it's only popping tonight. I'm telling y'all, we just got a phone call by our brother. Just got a phone call, and they're about to call in. And we just thank God. We thank God they're about to call in, Stephen Murphy in Reality. And now we got on the phone with us, Carl I. We want to thank God for all of y'all tuning in all over the world. I'm sorry about that. I meant to say that. We thank God for y'all tuning in all of Africa tonight, wherever you may be in Africa. We want to give y'all a shout-out, those that's in the U.K., those that's in Ireland on tonight, those that's in Italy, those that's in Greece, Switzerland, Pakistan, India, Hong Kong, Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, Jamaica. We want to say God bless to all of y'all, United States of America, all the cities and the states and all of that. We want to give a shout out to you as well. And also, we're just thanking God for all of those that are on Twitter. We are on Twitter right now. So if you're on Twitter, you need to be tweeting and letting the people know to tune in. Call in on 917-889-7095. I'm telling you, it's going down on tonight. And I'm telling you, I know the devil was angry because while I was getting the links ready, y'all, you wouldn't believe that my computer kept shutting off. I'm getting the link ready. Everything's freezing. Something ain't moving right. I had to turn it off, turn it back on. It shut down again. You know what I did? I plead the blood, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I said, I plead the blood on this computer, over these airwaves, and I said, devil, I don't care what you're trying to come against. because the link is already made. So if I got to call in and if we don't have to hear no music tonight, if I got to preach for 2 hours straight, I will do it. But you ain't stopping no show. Do y'all know the thing? Click right back on and stay on. See, I'm telling y'all, we got the authority. That's what I was telling y'all earlier. God said he has given us power. He said that to tread on the serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And he said nothing shall by means hurt us. So we got to let him know that he don't stop nothing. My God, I'm about to start up again. Somebody might be saying, man, she sounds like she's ready to start fighting. How you doing, brother?
Can you hear me now?
I done got gangsta over here tonight.
You're on fire, sister. You know, I'm just taking you in right now. You're on fire. I won't want to be coming up against you. I'm telling you that right now. I'm glad we're on the same team. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be
here.
Oh, my
God.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm in opposition to you. I'm telling you.
My God.
Yeah.
You know what, brother? I'm telling you, Carl. There's so much drama going on in people's lives right now. You know, it just seems like, you know, it's time to start getting angry, and it's time for us to fight. You know, so many times we have sat down and allowed the enemy to try to come against us. You know what I'm saying? We've allowed some things to happen that shouldn't even happen because
that's
of the
true.
Lord did say, you know, that we do have the power. And the church don't talk about that no more. All they talk about is all this money. Ain't nothing wrong with money. God wants to have it. But, my God, let's talk about what we have to do to live holy unto the Lord. Let's talk about what we have to do to make it in the kingdom. What can we do on this earth, you know what I'm saying, to please the Lord? And then what we need to do is stand together in prayer and uplift one another and stop downing people. People making mistakes, other people in the church looking down on folks and frowning up and talking about them when they don't even know they got dirt under their carpet that they think is hid,
yep.
But the Lord see it. You see what I'm saying? I can't stand that. Just be real. You know, let's
yep.
be real. We got some issues. We got some stuff that needs help. We need God to help us. You know what I'm saying? We're crying out on the inside, and we're smiling. You know, people looking and saying, oh, that brother looking good, that sister looking good. They look like they got it all together. When strictly for real, people is going through. And a brother left a message today. He's an artist, and I mean great music, no. And I couldn't believe it, brother. I'm on the radio with Steven and them, and this man called me, you know, leave me a message saying, can you pray for me? He was crying. He said, I'm going through so bad. I feel like, he said, I got baptized. This is what he said. He had got baptized, and, you know, things was going good a few weeks ago. And he said, now I'm so mentally depressed and stressed out, and I felt so bad. You know, tears was backing up, and then, man, I felt like a lion was about to take over me. Seriously, I just got angry and just let loose on the airwaves. The brothers will tell you, I prayed, so, Carl. I'm telling you, I prayed. And I felt peace after that prayer. I felt peace. And then people began to leave messages saying that they was encouraged, that they was blessed by the program. And that's when I told our brothers, I said, I need y'all, if y'all can, join me tonight. I said, because it's going down tonight. We finna drop it hot in the camp of the enemy. Seriously, drop it seriously, for real. And, you know, it's just time for us to stick together. It's time to start lifting up people and praying for them and stop putting them down. Because quiet as it kept, it's something in all of us that God is not pleased with.
Absolutely.
Seriously, people do not want to say it. They feel like, oh, I'm an apostle and I'm straight. No, you ain't. You know, I'm mad sometime wonder. Let's just be real. Things be happening. You know what I'm saying? Things we go through, and it's a lot of disobedience. God will tell us to do something, we overlook it and keep going. He's not pleased with it. So it's something that in all of us, that we need to really sit down and just look at ourselves in the mirror and call our name out and say, hey, If God called you tonight, if you laid your head down on a pillow and went to sleep and he called your name out, will you be ready or will you not be ready? Let's be real. I told the Lord, I'm like, hey, I need some work. You need to work with me. I'll be real with myself. I don't know about nobody else. People be lying and thinking they shook and jiving God, but they ain't. He sees us and he knows us. It don't matter how much anointment people think they got. You know what I'm saying? How many devils they casting out? If it's all said and done, they lay their head down. Will we be ready? I don't even know why I went in that area, brother, but somebody out there needs some talking to, seriously. And this is some real talk. This is not no jibbity jab.
You're hitting on something that has been on my mind lately. I tell you what, you know, really it really comes down to relationships. It comes down to,
yes,
first and foremost, your relationship with God. And
that's
then
right.
Your relationship with people. You know, the greatest commandment says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, or strength. Paraphrase. I'm not great at quoting scripture. And the next one is love your neighbor as yourself. But what does that really mean? How is that reflected in our daily life? You see, love is a choice. You understand? People always kind of want to deal with love like it's an emotion. No, love is a choice. I could not like you and still love you. If you get what I'm saying to you. So when love is played out the way God lays it out for us in his word, then a lot of these things will be alleviated, because the reason is, remember what Jesus said when he was leaving, when he was praying to the Father for them, and he was praying for his disciples, that they will love one another.
That's right.
You know, and the scripture says that we should put each other first. I don't see those things being lived out by believers. And I have to say professing Christians, because sometimes I really wonder what's going on. I mean, we talk a good game. We talk the talk. But we got a lot of people hurting, and you know, people would say, hi to you and how you're doing, and they're really gone by, but they're not really concerned. So we're not spending time with each other. We're not really investing in each other's life. We talk a lot. We teach. We treat each other basically in the church like how we would treat anybody else on the street. And, you know, it says charity begins at home, which is home for us is on this earth is at the house of the Lord. And we really need to be taking care of each other a whole lot better than we should. And I believe it goes back to that first relationship. What is our relationship with our Father really is? You know, because if we really take God at his word, and if we really love the Lord, then how can we deal the way we deal with our brother? You know, think about this. You know, how can we treat our brother in any kind of manner? Talk about people, put people down, criticize, gossip, slander. Is that the tongue of somebody that's loving? You know what I mean? So it really comes on, it's a practical thing. This thing, it is in reality, living it out may be difficult, but the task is really before us is simple. And, you know, we have the scriptures, and we need to take the scriptures for what it really says. And I believe a lot of times, you know, we look into the scriptures and we're looking for all kinds of things instead of just what the scripture says. It's very simple, very plain, and we should take the scriptures just as God intended us.
Yeah.
And
Well, that is so true, what you were just saying. That is just so true. And so I guess he's going to call right back, y'all. We're going to click him on. He done lost signal, but he's going to call back in. But while we're waiting on him to call back in, we have our brothers back, Reality and Stephen Murphy. God bless both of y'all. How y'all doing?
God bless. We're here, you know.
Yeah,
blessed and highly favored of the Lord.
Yes.
Hey, amen. We waiting on Kyle Lye to call back in. He called in and he was speaking, and I guess his the line then went, so he then, you know, got dropped. But I know he's gonna call back in a moment. But at the very beginning of the program, Stephen, we played the mix, and I'm telling you, we done got some messages saying that was hot. Where can they get that from? It says the church to the streets. I enjoyed that, but I played that bringing me on because. Did you see what the title of this the link say?
No, I was on the road and I actually just got back in, so I haven't
been
on yet.
I'm gonna tell you something. The devil didn't like what I put, and I didn't care. I had so much problems trying to download reality. I prayed that at least two of your songs went through, because as I was trying, when I got the link ready. And I put the title in and all of that. Do you know my computer was shutting off and on, shutting down? Every time I tried to download some of your songs, it would freeze, cut back off. And I knew who it was, you know, because my computer don't do that. But the name of the broadcast, if y'all, when you look later on, the link says Smack the Devil Down with Sound, Praise, and Prayer.
Wow.
That's what it says. Smack the Devil Down with Sound, Praise, and Prayer.
Never
and I'm telling you. I posted that up and got ready to get the link and stuff ready, and everything just went haywire. So we just thank God. I see Kyle Lives back on with us again. So let me click him on. Then I want to get y'all on together. Okay, Kyle, you there?
I'm back.
Okay, so we have Kyle
Lives,
y'all. And we got Stephen Murphy, and Reality is on with you. So it's all three of y'all on here together.
What's up, brother?
Blessing.
Respect.
Blessing. You don't know.
Yeah, man. I just want to make a disclaimer here. Everybody who uses Sprint, man, I don't know. In New York, here, Sprint is terrible. So that was responsible for the car being
dropped. I've heard that before.
Yeah, man, it's terrible. Very, very bad. So
I know
I'm
going in and out.
I'm actually on the road right now. So I'll probably pass on that zone or something, but the signal is bad. You can hear me good now?
I can hear you, but every now and then when you were talking, Kyle, it was going in and out for a minute, and then it'll come back in.
All right, the signal looks good now, so we should be all right.
Okay. Well, I think got some real word that you was saying, Kyle. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. And we thank God for that word. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have you once again, because we got other people that's just now tuning in right now. So, Kyle, I'm going to have you introduce yourself again, where you calling from, and then Stephen, you and Reality do the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Carl. I'm calling right now. I live in New York. Right now I'm in Brooklyn. Making a few rounds on the street, so I'm calling from Brooklyn, the Commonwealth of Brooklyn.
All right.
Well,
Steve.
And I just want to say before I go any further, I want to say enough respect to Stephen Murphy. You know, love your work and been following it. Although we haven't really spoken and stuff like that, but I respect the work a lot and a lot of respect. You know.
Big up,
yeah, man. Blessings.
Well, I'm calling from Florida.
All right, Florida.
Yeah, big up on yourself, you know. We're just, you know, we're four together, you know.
Wow. That's great. Well, when y'all going to hit the D-Town, Detroit?
Well, we're ready, you know, anytime, you know.
Anytime you're ready, we're ready, too.
It's funny that you should
tell. All right, well, we're going to have to get something going before it gets cold and that snow starts hitting and going on.
It's funny that you should tell that, Tanya, because I remember a conversation well that I should be asking you that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you know, Auntie is looking for you too, boy. She's looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sent her love tonight to you. Yes. Well, she sent her love to you tonight, Carl. I told her you were going
right
to be
back.
On.
Right.
Amen.
Back
now, tonight, what we're doing on the airwaves, to those that are listening in, we have our great brothers that's on, that's going to, you know, be encouraging you, having words of encouragement. We're going to be playing some great music, you know, back and forth, going back and forth with it. And so starting off now, this song, okay, that you have out now, Carl, is named Delighted. Am I right? Delighted Remix? Can you hear me, Carl?
I got you now. Yeah, you were a little quiet for a while, but I can hear you now.
Delighted? Is that the that's the remix, right?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, what I'm going to do then, I'm going to go ahead, y'all, and play this song, Delighted. And right after Delighted, we're going to go to we're going to come back to the phone line, and
before
we're going to hear.
Before you play that song, Tom, you know, I just want to say, I was told by some people, you know, hey, the youth, not really gonna be bounced into that song. They're not really gonna feel that. But you know, and I hear people always talk about, you know, my ministry to the youth and stuff. Listen, like I tell all the time, first and foremost, my ministry is to glorify God. Okay,
that's right.
And next thing, there are all kinds of people in this world that need to be ministered to. Not only the youth that need encouragement. There are a lot of grown folks here, a lot of adults, just like you were talking about, going through a lot of problems, strain, economic situation, marriage problems, big marriage problems among believers, you know. So everybody needs to be ministered to. So my thing is that if God gets glorified, then he'll draw whomever he chooses to him. So, you know, that's what
I know,
like
that's right.
About.
That's
Amen.
Right. Now, what you want to add to that? What would you like to add to that, Stephen?
Yes, I definitely agree. You know, he moves in different ways. You know, may not be a genre, or you know, reggae may not be a genre, but you know, from even if it's not for you, it's definitely for somebody. You know, and
Amen.
God glory. From the beginning up, I know he's pleased and he'll work the way he'll work, because he works in mysterious ways. So we don't know the mind of God.
That's true.
Amen.
Know how to do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Reality, what you got to say?
Well, I go by the same thing, you know. God works mysterious ways, and, you know, seek him first and all things shall be added unto you, you know.
Yep.
That's right. All right. Well, what I'm going to do is put y'all on hold for a minute, and we're going to go to this great song. It's great to me. I love it. I'm telling you, when I heard it, I said, oh, well, this is on. And so right now I'm going to mute y'all phones right now, and then right after this song I'm going to unmute them, and then we're going to have some more words. I say a word of prayer, and then we're going to go into some straight up some music. We're going to get down into it. And so right now, this is Kyle Lye and Divided.
The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
I am delighted to call him Savior.
Temptation, me start yielding. Evil works and dirty living.
Like into a couple of songs straight back to back, you know, so y'all can hear it. This great music that is about to play. Okay, we have y'all back on Seaman and Reality and Carl. I want to know, like real briefly, those that are listening in that are really really going through some drama, whatever it is that they're going through. Reality, what would you say to those right now that are going through that I'm saying that's like at the end of the rope? And let's say if you seen someone holding on to that rope and they were crying out, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say just trust Jesus, because he told us that the work will not be easy. So if you're going through a difficult situation, just keep on praying, read your Bible, and trust the Lord, because temptation and all of those things are really out there. And the only person to hold on to is Jesus Christ. So I would just like to say, just hold on to Christ.
Huh? That's Amen. Right. That is right now. All right. Steven, what would you say?
Yes, I definitely second that, you know. First and foremost, you know, hold on to Christ, trust God. You know, secondly, he'll never give you more than you can bear. You know, so just know that this is for a time. Whatever you're going through, it's not going to last forever. It may seem rough, you know, but it might be your test. It's just a trial that you have to go through before you get your breakthrough, you know.
before you get to whatever you need or whatever you've been praying for. So just hold on to Christ, hold the faith, you know. Don't do whatever your mind telling you to give up. No, never give up. Don't give up. Just keep on
That's
pressing
right.
on, and definitely you'll see me through.
That's right. Kyle?
Yeah, well, you know, when in situations like this, you get, you know, we have a lot of Christian, we have a lot of Christian cliches, I said, and it's tempted to say, you know, to say certain things to people that, you know, certain words that we use regularly as Christians and stuff. And a lot of times people, I find that people, they're not really identifying with that. It's not easy. First of all, what I would say to them is that I understand that it's not easy because, you know what, right now there's a lot of people going through a lot of things. And even though you might hear some of us making music and laughing and stuff like that, you really don't know what's going on underneath or inside. There's some serious trouble that some of us are going through. And so, you know, first I would want them to understand that they're not alone in this. And secondly, where else would you turn? Who else would you turn to? Where else are you going to turn to find what you need to find relief? You know, so just as a practical matter, no one else has the answer. And so I would second what the brothers were saying, hold on to Christ and don't give up. As a matter of fact, the only time the game is over is when you stop playing. You know?
That's right.
So, you understand?
That's right.
So you must persevere. You must know whom you have believed. And then these are the times when you really get tested and you really understand what you believe and why you believe what you believe. And also, you know, people, just like we were talking before, people need everybody needs somebody. So somebody, they're going to need a friend, somebody that they could trust, somebody that they can confide in. Because I'm going to tell you, sometimes there's some things you're going through, you just need to speak to somebody. Unfortunately, so many people you really can't trust to open up with. But, you know, everybody needs a friend, somebody close that they can confide in and say, hey, man, yo, you know what? This is what's going on right now inside of me. They need to get that out. Because you see, when you bottle those feelings up, that's when the enemy starts to come and plant these kinds of thoughts that may seem irrational at the time. But if you only engage in them, you're going to find out that it makes the situation worse. It brings disaster. So having someone there that you can really relate to, that you can tell what's going on, and they can show you the empathy that you need at the time, and keep it between you and them, which is very, very important. I think that really gives a person strength to go through situations. And I know it is not easy now, especially in these economic times. People with their houses are upside down. And, man, there's a lot of people walking around here with a lot of problems. I see it. And we need to be there for them. We need to be there for our brothers and sisters.
That's right. That is right. You're right about that. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put y'all back on hold. We're going to hear a couple of tunes here back to back. And then what I'll do is clip y'all back on to have more words. That's what we're going to do, be having y'all just speaking and saying things, and we'll go back and forth with the music and all of that. So we're going to be right back. I'm going to put y'all phones on mute, and then we're going to come right back. Before I play this music, I just want to go in prayer. Real briefly right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you that we are rejoicing, and yes, we are glad in it, despite of what we go through, despite of what situations are before us. No matter what the test and the trial is, Lord, you are great, and you are still worthy to be praised. Lord, we just lift up this broadcast to you tonight and ask that you would take total control, Lord, that as we speak, as the songs minister, Lord, we ask now that those that are down and out, that they will be lifted up, Lord. We thank you right now that many, even right now at this moment that is listening in, that the tears of sorrow is turning into joy. We thank you, Lord, for broken hearts being mended. We thank you for sick bodies being healed. And we thank you right now, Lord, that no weapon formed against us, that it shall not prosper, that the assignment of the enemy is being canceled. Someone was facing a death threat, but Lord, we thank you right now that thing has been reversed in the name of Jesus, back to the enemy's camp. in the name of Jesus tonight. Lord, we thank you that we are rejoicing right now, Lord, that we are dancing in the spirit realm, oh God. We thank you for your promises, God, coming to pass. Right now we speak life to take control, even in the atmosphere, in the areas where there is death, where there are dead and dry areas. We just speak life. Lord, we thank you right now for walking up and down the hallways and in the rooms of the hospitals, Lord, even in the IC unit. We thank you for those that are having tubes in them and those that were spoken death over. Lord, we thank you that you have the last say in the name of Jesus, no matter what diagnosis of the doctors is. But, Lord, you are ahead of them. So we just give you praise, God, on tonight on these airwaves. We are celebrating your greatness. We are celebrating, Lord, your life that's in us. Lord, we thank you for every breath we breathe. We thank you for every movement we make in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the food that we eat in the name of Jesus. We thank you for family. We thank you for true fellowship, God, with friends. We thank you for true people that you have put in our lives in this hour. And Lord, I ask now that if there's anything in us that is not pleasing in your sight, Lord, we do a self-check now in Jesus' name. We are asking you, God, to take control of our bodies, take control of our minds, take control of our souls. Where there are spots of filth, Lord, we ask that you will clean us anew in the name of Jesus, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Lord, we want to be ready when you come back. We did not turn our lives over to you to go to hell, but, Lord, we turn our lives to you to live different, to live holy unto you, and because we love you, Lord, because you first loved us, for you have died on the cross for our sins. You have already paid the cost. So, Lord, we're here living for you, God. We're here saying no to us, and we're saying yes to you, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you, and we praise you. We lift up every artist right now that is listening in, even our brothers that's on the line. We lift them up to you now, Lord, asking you to bless them like never before. Bless their families. And we thank you for a new sound that you are putting in them right now. Lord, we thank you for that new sound. Hallelujah. That new dance, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the new high that you are putting in us now. And Lord, we thank you. And we praise you that greatness is ours, that our miracles is now, our overflow is now, our greatness is now, our breaking forth, everything is now, that's of you. We thank you, Lord. So we ask that you continue to move by your spirit on these airwaves, God. Take total control in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. We want to start playing songs. We want to give a shout out to Master Don, our sister. I think I'm saying the name right, Audie Weary, I think. I'm not even sure, but Alexandra, I'm going to say, we thank God for her on tonight's Spice Vision. God bless you. Also, we thank God for Godwin on tonight. And so right now we're going to play a song that means happiness. A lot of y'all know I play a lot of songs that's in English, something's in other languages, but it's giving honor and glory to the Lord. It's about Jesus on here. We thank God that this is Jesus music. And right after that, we got another song coming up out of Kenya called Warriors by S4J on tonight. And we just thank God, and we just going to keep this thing popping. And within a few minutes, we're going to go back over to the phone lines, and we're going to click our brothers back on to have more words with you.
Reggaetoni, Trophy Massimo Fumbiro, S for Jamu Nimiro.
We warriors,
we represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone?
We warriors,
we represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone?
We warriors,
we represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone?
We warriors,
we represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone?
Okay, we are warriors, man. We represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone? Trust is knocking at your door like ding dong. Come on, open up, it just wants to give you freedom. To live at just, net to go to AK-47. Net to go to Pogro, chapter 1, verse 7. March under the bubble as the battle up to heaven. To live at just, but quick, so we can never be forsaken.
We represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone?
We
represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone?
We
represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone?
Okay,
we represent
okay,
the kingdom.
Okay,
what you ready for to set it as your ringtone?
Dan, what's up, what, eh? Ulira esoja yo gedo Jamaica. Ya, kuruno nesanya jako kiri zante chika. Maasha na mumuta esoja batepa oze chika. We are warriors, we are demon killers. Sorry for soldiers, even demon spirits. We don't care if the world doesn't receive us. We shall keep on banging as the Lord leads us.
We are warriors.
We represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone?
We
represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone? We represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone? We represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone?
This world we are resorted to ringa muzari, to the sofa atatu, to ringa masikari. Sani wa tunula ko, jana mahatari. Mukuru wa nisaro, to ringa muhammadari. Santu mwenja kwa Amerika wa igomu talibani. Atawa ye chaka, tenu mjira imi gerenga Jackie Chan. The S4 jesiri vaku gospel ni wawo sindi kila juju. Kuchastani mbeda mkambo enga wa mutuji.
kukuju chemukora wa mari wachi koran suju gai wange mureka yamba deri kukuju ga aisa black man touch the ceiling what a wonderful feeling na 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 na
we represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone? We represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone? We represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone? We represent the kingdom. What you waiting for to set it as your ringtone?
Mara hute katinjagala warrior ankulabe ngosi tukabwo tudde wenyenye we kukumuleko byonedi ali bikute naye wenyenye kola mporo no sikumo chite
we represent the kingdom what you waiting for to set it as your ringtone we represent the kingdom what you waiting for to set it as your ringtone
Ayo, you know that sometimes as believers, we'll face problems, situations, issues that challenge our faith and our trust in God, but we don't stop. We fight back on our knees and we push. Yeah, push, 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 push. You don't believe, you don't believe, push, push, push. A push, 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 telling them push, 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 push.
See no beat, unchanging. Like a dealer with the work, never giving up, I'm on my knees until it hurts. And I'm praying for Samuel, they think I've gone berserk. But I ain't letting go until the day I see results. I'm going so ham, and I ain't talking swine, and we can hold hands. And I ain't trying to whine and dine, I'm about to post up, hold up, waiting for him to show up. Trusting like a child, my faith is never gonna grow up. Unwavering, faith got me laboring, praying in the spirit, why they question my intelligence. Many say I'm silly, but really it's quite irrelevant. Ain't moving me, got a better chance with an elephant. And many question him, but he's the answer. And he's the medicine to your cancer. Can take your bitterness, turn it to laughter. Bring your request and make it known unto the master.
Push, 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 push.
Gotta pray, easy, let's go. Yeah, push. And I'm not talking exercise. Praying until something happens, one day you will testify. Satan says he never answers prayers, well, it's just a lie. Look up to the God of heaven, homie, look up to the sky. In the last days, I know it's getting scary. You gotta have faith, homie, it's necessary. A life without brain leads to the cemetery. But with God, I'm taking over new territory. If you're chilling, this is not the time, we're not civilians. I'm serious, get up on your grind. Time to pray, pray, get ready for war. Knock on heaven's gate until he opens the door. Push, and ask him for revival. Ask him for the voice to change and put down all your idols. Get down on your knees and let him teach you through the Bible. Watch him lift you up and give you wings like Angel Michael.
Push, 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 push.
Yo,
real, man. I'm telling y'all, it's time to get violent. It's time to get on our knees and pray. Pray down heaven. Pray so God opens up the gates of heaven. You hear me? You hear me? Yeah. So on my prayer warriors, from East Baltimore to Nigeria, what it do? Let's get it.
Reality, just hold on to Christ. Yeah, yeah, 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 hold on to Christ.
No matter the situation, just keep your head up high. Just hold on to Christ and dig him up, and dig him up. Don't try no backslide, just keep it up, just keep it up. You gotta make the right choice and leave it up, no giving up. We are warriors of Christ, so pick him up, so pick him up.
Nobody get distracted by the things of the world.
There are no vanity like diamonds and pearls.
Don't make the wrong decision and go smoke no herb. Don't stick to the word, the hurt, the hurt. The crime with I
and a beer shot of earth.
Every day another body gone in a hurt. Of the crime and the violence and put God's hurt. My youth, you heard, the hurt, the hurt.
Just hold on to Christ and dig him up, and dig him up. Just try no backslide, just keep it up, just keep it up. You gotta make the right choice and live it up, no giving up. We are warriors of Christ, so pick him up, just pick him up.
Alright, give thanks to everything you have. You lie to water all the bills paid off. After being your rent, but your money well sharp. No stress, put God in at your top. Make sure you pay your tithe and the utter them part. So your blessings just feel like don't give a fall. Up on your knees and start to ball.
Just
lift up your hands and say thank you, Lord.
Just hold on to Christ and dig him up, and dig him up. Just try no backslide, just keep it up, just keep it up. You gotta make the right choice and leave it up, no giving up. We are warriors of Christ, just dig him up, just dig him up. Just hold on to Christ and dig him up, and dig him up. Just try no backslide, just keep it up, just keep it up. You gotta make the right choice and leave it up, no giving up. We are warriors of Christ, just dig him up, just dig him up. Just hold on to Christ and dig him up, and dig him up. Just try no backslide, just keep it up, just keep it up. You gotta make the right choice and live it up, no giving up. We are warriors of Christ, just dig him up, just dig him up.
We can do all things through Jesus Christ. Give him your best prayer so you can rejoice. Praise him in the morning, noon and night. Never forsake, you always by your side. Cover me all around, on the left and the right. Dream soon come true, keep your eye on the prize. And we, Jesus, light a shine.
And you know so you know what is wrong from right. Just hold on to Christ and dig him up, and dig him up. Just try no backslide, just keep it up, just keep it up. You gotta make the right choice and live it up, no giving up. We are warriors of Christ, just dig him up, just dig him up. Just hold on to Christ and dig him up, and dig him up. Just try no backslide, just keep it up, just keep it up. You gotta make the right choice and live it up, no giving up. We are warriors of Christ, just dig him up, just dig him up.
All right. Now that was awesome. That was reality. We're going to click them back on before we go further into the program. But are you there? Are y'all still there with us?
Yes.
Still here.
All right. What's going on with the song, y'all? That's awesome. I like that. So I see it did record, huh? I tried to get so many in before that computer was acting up, and I was able to get that song, Hold On to Christ, and I got Message and Let's Dance. I was able to get that.
Okay.
So I have to get the other ones on there a little later. I have to get those going on. So I can be able to put that in the system, but for now I did have those. So is there anything y'all would like to say before we go further, or?
Well, definitely, you know, as the message says in the song, hold on to Christ, as we were talking prior
to you playing the song, you know.
True.
To whoever is going through whatever situations or hold on to Christ situation is on the Christ. That was your confirmation right there.
Yes, it was.
Sure.
Yes, it was.
And,
yes,
and,
it was.
And just don't give
That's
up,
something. That's something. That's deep. I just happened to stroll down through the songs to just to see, you know, was it there? And I was like, oh, good, I did. A few of them did come in the system because I was trying to download the whole zip. I can do that. But when it was freezing and going on, it only, I see it only did three songs. It did. I didn't know which ones it was, though. So I'm glad that we were, that was one of them that dropped down. I am glad of that. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So is there anything else y'all would like to say before we keep going? Or y'all, or, well, I don't know. I guess the phone's dropping. But what I'll do is I'll go back to some more music, and then we'll come right back. So right now what we're going to do, we're going to Malaysia now, to Blue Flame and Story About My Life to Christ.
Deliverance is simply after order him. Listen closely, you're
seas like I'm coming from abroad. Yes, he's my master. I preach like a pastor. We both use verses. Your bishop like a rapper. Trying to reach goons, thugs, street gangsters. Brainwashed by the image of a trap star. If you're a star in the trap, that's disaster. Now I fish men and give the Lord what I capture. Blame him. Let me tell you a story about God and how he brought me into his glory. Let me tell you about my life. It would not be the same if it wasn't for Christ. Let me tell you a story about God and how he brought me into his glory. Let me tell you about my life. It would not be the same if it wasn't for Christ. Let me tell you a story about God and how he brought me into his glory. Let me tell you about my life. It would not be the same if it wasn't for Christ. Let me tell you a story about God and how he brought me into his glory. Let me tell you about my life. It would not be the same if it wasn't for Christ.
I pray every day. like you, with all my mistakes, make, with all the risk taken, me never see a bit naked. Yes, God, yeah, life, yeah, God only. Yeah, his praises run from my mouth, representing on the shout. Listen, yeah, yeah. Who could I love me like you? With all my mistakes, make, with all the risk taken, me never see a bit naked. Yet, God am I, God am I,
God am I,
God am I.
Justification, redemption, they want solution to give them God. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, no one see my freedom run. Listen, he'll never leave you.
His love goes on.
Goes on and on and on.
On and on.
In your life to calm the storm.
Yeah.
Stand by your side when all is gone. His love goes on.
Because in my man and yard, him can't fill the shoes of your mother when your mother left. Him not forsake you, let go of your sight. Don't leave you hanging like wet clothes with dry. No greater love, a man of be a friend. Than to give up him own life.
He'll never leave you. His love for you goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
The peace in your life to calm the storm. Stand by your side when all is gone.
Fire, love, trouble, truth, love, respect, and yet them heart full of barbed wire. Give me the strength of a million men to give you praises again and again. Protect me like Daniel, lead me like Moses, grant wisdom like King Solomon. Your strength I need so I don't fall, in Jesus' name alone and call. Your strength I need, oh, your strength I need, your strength I need so I don't fall.
Now playing the best Caribbean gospel and reggae, soca, dancehall, and all the hits. We are SahilaRadio.com.
Take out old RAM, install new RAM, and basically end up with a new PC. So what me do, me leg off of me style and dash up for me pride, and upgrade myself in a brand new child. You know, sister, this is like your...
This is the Calvin Praise Blaze. What the rhythm is them now?
Upgrade, upgrade, yo, we have a upgrade, upgrade. We not stop, upgrade, upgrade. They use them for upgrade.
Who are you say again now?
Upgrade, upgrade, yo, we have a upgrade, upgrade.
Shout Productions.
Upgrade, upgrade, yo, we have a upgrade, upgrade. We not stop. Upgrade, upgrade, the youth them be upgrade, upgrade. Yo, we have a upgrade, the youth them with the new CD. How we call that one, your salvation free. Take out old RAM, install new RAM, and basically end up with a new CD. So what me do, me leg off of me style and dash up for me pride, and upgrade myself in a brand new child. You know, sister, this is like you had the right profile. I just got inside and here, make me smile, make me smile. Upgrade, upgrade, yo, we have a upgrade, upgrade. We not stop. Upgrade, upgrade, they you them fi upgrade, upgrade. Upgrade, upgrade, yo, we have a upgrade, upgrade. We not stop. Upgrade, upgrade, they you them fi upgrade.
Turn it up.
Hey, yo, some reboot format and silly the devil. I'm upgrading the life in a brand new level. They team them can't see me now and call me the rebel. Me use this spyware, make them hot come for seven. Me not a head in a window seven. Cause none of them could ever bring me to heaven. But we transform by the renewing of the mind. And that me really tell you the whole of the line.
Upgrade, upgrade, yo, we have a upgrade, upgrade.
We not stop.
Upgrade, upgrade, they do them for upgrade, upgrade.
Righteousness with the blood of Jesus, yes, I'm so blessed. Soldiers, we suppose we are the greatest. We strong for Satan, no injustice. With the belt of truth, we are step on Satan with the Gideon boots. One man we salute, Jehovah Jireh, he my lead out the truth. Mafia, 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 with the blood of Jesus, we are walk out. Mafia, 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 real Christians, we are walk out. Mafia, 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 with the blood of Jesus, we are walk out. Real Christians, yeah. Jesus Christ lead out the army. Spiritual war, we are already. Army march out, in God we walk out. The most I in front of me. We not. demon and love us. It's another playground of all that fuck up. In a Jesus Christ, we put all the trust. Mafia, mafia, mafia. With the blood of Jesus, we are my coat. Mafia, mafia, mafia. Real Christians, we are my coat. Mafia, mafia, mafia. With the blood of Jesus, we are my coat. Mafia, mafia, mafia. Real Christians, yeah. Mama, she a ball out. She can't take the pain no more. Pressures of life is a recharge, and she a cry for a cure. We tell her me already think concerned, fill me heart is firm. But one day the table shall turn. Mama she a ball, say her son get killed, and she can't pay the light bill. In the ghetto, down in the ghetto, they use them a ball, so them can't get the work. But yet them a search in the ghetto, life in the ghetto. I mean, not here, who win a power? Not tell me about no pound or no shower. Call me in our days now. Call the youth that need justice, need it this hour. They already sing me concern, till me heart is a burn. One day, the table is your turn. Mama, she a ball, say her son get killed.
All right, we're going back to the phone lines. Y'all done heard it. That was Disciple, DJ Disciple. We heard the Caribbean Praise Blaze. We thank God. Okay, brothers, we're back on.
Blessings, yes, we are.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to get some music in a little bit because I know earlier we kind of did more talking and we didn't play really a lot of music. So I was trying to get a little mix, get some stuff because I know when we first came on, we played Stephen Murphy, we played your mix. So that was like about, what, almost 20 minutes? And then
right.
We came on. So, yeah, so I was just trying to get a little of the Caribbean Praise going on. So we heard about 8 minutes of that just now. So I wanted the people to hear from you all again. I didn't want y'all just holding on. And then we'll just play some more ending off, you know. So y'all was enjoying that? Was that good or what?
That was wonderful.
Definitely. I've been moving.
Yeah, so what I have to do is, now, have y'all ever heard of him, Disciple, this DJ Disciple?
Yeah, I want to bridge in that one, bridge in.
Oh, okay, so you do know of him. Okay, Darren Kenton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, y'all heard that, and then we heard some Leaky and there in Kenya. That was the one that did I Pray Every Day. And so we want to hear from y'all, you know, what else is going on. Talk to us. Because we got like 15 more minutes, so I know y'all want to hear some hot stuff now before we end up. And I will be back on tomorrow morning from 10:30 to 12:30. So I don't know what y'all doing tomorrow, but I do know this reality. The rest of your other music is going to be played. I might have to download the rest of that, you know, into the system, right, so we can have more variety of your stuff as well. All
right.
And so is there anything y'all want to say? Y'all sound kind of laid back tonight.
Just enjoying the vibes,
yeah,
you know.
Just
taking
a great
it
time,
nice.
You know.
You hear me?
I thought the music was going to get y'all hype. Y'all sound like y'all want to say, look, get the music going, we straight.
You can hear me, Johnny?
Huh?
Wow.
You can hear
I
me?
I guess it's like that when you enjoying the music. It's like, okay,
yeah.
Well, we straight just sitting here listening in or whatever, but... I thank God for y'all. I really do.
Amen.
Man.
Amen. Thank God for you too.
You know, I've been playing, and you know, I do play, you know, slower songs now. You know, but it just seemed like of lately, I've been going crazy with that the dance hall and everything. I'm serious. It's been crazy on this broadcast with that, and I've had so many people, you
right.
know, leave me send me friend requests from Jamaica and. It's just all kind of stuff. I've connected with others there in Jamaica and Barbados. It's like just,
yeah.
Wow, you know, and they sending me these mixes, and I'm like, playing them and enjoying them, and people are really leaving messages saying they're being uplifted by this. That's the thing there.
Yeah.
So we thank God. So, well, how about then? I just go ahead and let's see. I'm trying to see what we could do. How about I just go ahead and I will go ahead and I guess play some more music and come back to y'all. What, the last few minutes of the program? Cause y'all sound like y'all want to say, hey, just
I want
to
hear 100 more.
Huh?
I want to hear 100 more.
So you want to hear more?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what we're gonna do? Have y'all heard of Echo? Y'all
no.
know of Echo? And Kenya?
No.
Never heard of him. All right. No. Well, we got a tune here. I'm trying to get to. It's like so many songs in this system.
Oh.
It's not even funny, you know. I'm serious. It's just like I'm going down and down, and I'm like, okay, how many songs do I have to get to before I can get to this brother here? Okay, I'm just about there. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to hear from our brother Echo. And he got a song that's called Focus on Jesus that's rocking the charts, y'all. It's crazy. So what I do is I put y'all on hold, and then I'm going to go ahead and come back to y'all in just a couple of minutes. So, y'all, this is Echo Dada and Focus on Jesus.
good.
I can do great, I can do it. Who can take my life from now?
When I come here,
lift my eyes to the sky. Focus on Jesus, be like God.
Like an helicopter, they come through like a terminator. They're in the way like an navigator.
helicopter, yes.
I'm on fire.
All right, all right. We thank God. We thank God for all of you that have tuned in on tonight. We want to give a shout-out, you know, to Troy Manderson on tonight there in Jamaica. We was just chatting, and we thank God for him on tonight and his family. And those of you that are in Jamaica, we want to give a shout-out to them. Now, we're going back to the lines to our brothers. We got a couple of minutes left. And we're going to see what they have to say now. Let's see if they laid back right now. after hearing that, let's see if y'all laid back now. After
hey,
hearing
Sonny, can you
fight.
Hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me?
I think Carla is asking if you can hear him.
Sonny, can you hear me? I'm back with you. I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you, Carl. We can hear.
Okay.
We can hear y'all. Y'all awake now?
All right, cool. Before the time, I just want to say, I just want to really specially just give thanks to God for being here,
amen,
even
amen.
Now, being able to talk to you tonight. And, you know, I just want to send a blessing to everybody that's listening tonight. But listen, today I came face to face with an emergency vehicle. It stopped maybe just about a couple feet away from me. I don't know where I would have been tonight. You know, the road was wet. The vehicle was coming through underneath from the driving under the train tracks and going at real speed. Never stopped. I had the green light, and I stopped in the middle of the road. And when I looked, the vehicle was just a couple feet from me. It was a big ambulance, and if we never stopped there, I don't know what was gonna happen. So I'm just giving God thanks now that I can even be here and on these areas and you know lift His name up. And, you know, and just thank you for inviting me on here tonight again. And I just want to say, you know, blessings to everybody that's listening. Respect Stephen Murphy reality, you know.
Yeah,
just keep doing what you're doing and
blessed.
Do your thing and hail the King, you know what I mean?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I give thanks for that.
My God, that's something I'm telling you. That's, you know, God, no, he's a shield around us. So I'm just so grateful for that. And what will y'all have to say, Stephen?
Well,
and
I just
want
to say, this is Stephen. I just want to say thank you to you, Tanya, for really reaching out and, you know, giving the support and just pushing and, you know, everything that you've been doing for the past 2 weeks. You know, and the support of the ministry and everything, and definitely to everybody else out there, you know, just continue to just remember to hold on to Christ and hold the faith and, you know, give thanks for everything what the Lord has done for Carlisle today, because as him say, he doesn't know where he would have been if God never stopped the vehicle. You know, maybe we wouldn't have been able to make this link up, but thanks to God that he did stop it. And you know, you have life and you have a testimony right there. So you never know what this testimony might do to somebody. Maybe somebody listening and they went through something. So just be encouraged, everybody. And you don't know, say Stephen Murphy, love one, all right? Blessings.
Amen. All right. So, all right. Okay, in reality.
Yeah, it's my time. Yes, I just want to thank all of you viewers to come out to listen in the radio station to support us for listening to wonderful gospel songs. And thank you, and Tanya, thank you very much. And I hope I know that the Lord is going to bless you and open up many more doors that you can bring in another artist on interview. And what's his name again?
Carlisle.
Carlisle.
You know, that's a wonderful testimony, man.
Yes,
you know what? The angels of heaven is glorifying now in heaven, you know, so we just have to give thanks for know that you made it. And
praise
anybody
God.
Who is going through that situation today, just give thanks
That's
for
right.
the, for life and everything in Jesus'
yeah,
name.
Man. Yeah, man. Respect.
Yeah, it seems like
praise
it's raining
God.
Everywhere. It's starting here, you know, with
yeah.
this raining and glooming and all of that. So I just thank God for being a fence of protection around us. Kyle, I'm telling you, Kyle, now that is a powerful testimony. Because we could have been sitting here hearing you in the middle of a wreck. You know, live on radio in a wreck. That would have been horrible. But we thank God that his hand was up on you and you know, nothing like that went on. So we just thank God for that.
God.
It's just awesome. And I just thank God for y'all. Y'all could have been sitting back eating fried chicken and hot sauce, but y'all said.
Good chicken.
Oh, you're amazing, Tanya.
Y'all took time out to be on the radio with me for this whole full 2 hours. It's been like 2 hours I'm on. And so unless y'all, now see, wait a minute now, let me change that. Or y'all could have been eating chicken and hot sauce while that mute button was going off.
Well, I'm eating some rice and peas after this program.
That's what I'm going to do when I get off here. I'm going to heat me up a piece of chicken breast with some hot sauce and have some macaroni and cheese. Y'all don't know nothing about that, do you?
Yeah,
I know everything
about
that.
You guys are catering for vegetarian at all. I don't eat that stuff, man. Just I mean, it's chicken and stuff.
Chicken and stuff.
It's strictly KFC. We doing it KFC style tonight.
Yeah, strictly vegetarian. Fish, I eat fish alone, but no other meat, just fish. Yeah.
Catfish. Oh, you know, now that's good. Catfish.
I got some
fish.
I'm hooked on fish.
What about curry chicken?
No. No, done with that.
Now, what I wanted to ask, because what I call this, what we're doing now, I call this the after party. Because I remember one time, it was like 14 artists that was on, and after we was through with the music, we was just on talking and going on, and people were like, wow, we went back on and heard the end part, and people was like laughing with us, and you know, they was just laughing because we just went to talking on all kinds, and we forgot we were still on the air. It was so fun, but it was good. It was like we had fellowship. But what I wanted to know, because all of y'all sound alike. Y'all do in the accent. Now you got now wait a minute. Now Steven have a little accent, but he sounds like English real good, but you can hear the little accent. But reality, oh my God, it's like heavy. And yours is heavy too, Kyle. So what I want to know is, where y'all originally? Now, Kyle, you originally from what? The Caribbean, right?
Yeah, you know I'm from. You know I'm from Guyana. You know that, yeah.
From who?
Guyana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Stephen? Where are you originally from?
Well, I don't know. So I come from Jamaica, still, you know, but you know, it's funny. It gives the little Queen's English. I could do it, yeah. Same thing.
I'm
saying,
if I need
to switch it up a little, yeah, I got that too, you know what I'm saying?
I'm from J.A.
Because y'all sound, y'all
all
the one
in the world.
It's like, wow, I love it. And I look forward to y'all.
You know, I want to say, you're a real blessing. You know, I mean, what you're doing, I mean, I was listening to, like, some of your mixes, and I'm just sitting here and saying, like, you know, you're hearing music. You said you play a brother from Malaysia, I think. You're an artist from Malaysia, you said, Malaysia. And, I mean, you find this music from all around the world, and I'm just saying, you know, it's a wonderful thing hearing people praising God, worshiping Him, and, you know, just singing His praise and from, you know, with all different accents and from all over the world, it's a real great thing. And it's what you're doing is not just limiting yourself to one genre or one part of the world. It's a wonderful thing. And I really, really want to say thank you for what you're doing. And you're really looking out to more or less, you know, promote music other than that we hear on mainstream radio and stuff like that. And it's a wonderful thing you're doing. I appreciate that. I just want to let you know that, you know.
You know, I thank God for it because He is the one that gave me how to do this. And a lot of people have stated to me that they never heard of a radio like that in their life. I'm serious. I've had so many artists say that even the regular, like, known radio stations, they said, you don't hear what you're doing on there. You playing stuff from, like, Brazil. And, you know, I play music from Brazil. I got music from Jerusalem, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Cameroon. I'm saying South Africa. I have stuff from Barbados. And, I mean, it's so much music that I have. You know, and it's in English. Some of it is in Yoruba language. It's all kind of language that they sing it in. I have a lot of Swahili mixes, you know, on here, and it's just awesome. And people listen to it, especially on the Twitter. They join up on big time on the Twitter because I always tweet the broadcast on there when I'm on there live. So they leave me messages to join up. And a lot of people have said they've never heard music like this in their life. Never. They like the stuff that they hear. It's a lot of people that be at work and they say, when I call in, don't click me on. I just want to listen. I got my headphones on. People have told me they were riding their cars listening in. Some people say I was laying in the bed and I had the laptop on and I was listening through. Some people say they listened through to the phone and how they couldn't believe the different music and stuff that I have on there. And I just thank God for it because He's given me a lot of y'all as my family. You know, I call y'all my family. The artists are sending me music, and not only are they sending me music, but they send me links to the Reverb Nation and to the Naja.com and to this.com. And God will give me how to go in and search for people. Seriously, I will go in and search Jamaican gospel artists. I'll type that up, and they'll give me a list of people. So I go in one by one sometime. I've sat up sometime, y'all, 8 hours on a day that I don't do radio and just sit back because I love music like that. And I sit back and just scope different artists. And I see music and I listen to it. And if I love it and it's downloadable, I download it. I look for them on Facebook. I send them a message telling them I heard you on such and such or a friend's page or such and such, and I want to play your music. It's hot or whatever. We link up. And it's like, wow, you know, how did this happen? I've had people leave me messages saying, how did you find me? You know, I was laying down and a friend called me and said, your music is playing. My music was playing on your program. So I sent you a friend request. I've had a lot of people send me inboxes and say, we've heard about your program, you know, here in Barbados. What's going on? We want to link up. We love what you're doing. And it's all God. It ain't me. I'm just a vessel being used, but all glory go to Him. He's the one that spoke to me and told me that this platform was not just for me, but He said it was for His people. It was for us all to be heard in the nations. And that's what's going on. It's over 40,000 people that are listening in to this broadcast. We have archives from 2 years ago. People are still listening in to the archives. The numbers are still going up. And Africa is a huge part of this radio ministry, believe it or not. Africa is a huge part. I play a lot of African rap. They do reggae too, you know, and dance hall too. It was a surprise to me to hear Ethiopians doing reggae. I was like, what's going on? And it sounds good. It's like fire, you know, and I just thank God for that. People over there sending me music, you know, from Haiti. You know, it's a lot of gospel artists in Haiti doing them up, and I just thank God for that. And I thank God for you, Carl, and Stephen, and Reality, because I can't even begin to say how really we hooked up, Stephen. I don't even remember how that happened. Maybe you know, but I just know a lot of the artists on Facebook, they send me requests. You know, and I go on their page. That's how I scope people out. I go on y'all pages once we friends, and I stroll down to find videos and who's on there. That's how I do it, a lot of it. And I see somebody, I send them a request that we're not friends. And then I get their music and I play it. And some people, I don't even send nothing on their page. I just play the music and just up. They contact me and say, hey, I heard you playing my music. You know, one brother told me he wanted to be a blessing to the ministry, and he did. He said, give me your info. I want to be a blessing to the ministry. And I thought he was just saying that, you know, how you got some people say that and you never hear from them. That brother sent that seriously
yeah.
to my PayPal and said, I appreciate you for playing my music on radio. God bless you. And I just thank God for that. And, like, y'all music is taking over. It's rocking the charts. It really mm-hmm. is, and it's making a difference. And I just look forward to us all. We all in the States. And I know God did not hook us up just to be talking on the phone and dealing with each other on Facebook and just on the radio. But I believe that we're going to come face-to-face, and we're going to have a concert or some kind of program together. And I'm telling you, we finna break loose.
And
I just thank God for y'all. And I look forward to coming there. I don't mind traveling. I just say if God make the way, I don't mind getting in the plane and flying out to Florida. Matter of fact,
exactly.
to be honest with y'all, I've never been to Florida.
I always
said I wanted to go. I think I went a long time ago. We had an aunt that stayed, and I think my dad said I was in Florida when I was 6, 7 years old. I haven't been since.
That don't count.
So I want to be there. I want to come to New York. I haven't been to New York since my teenage years.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to coming, and maybe, you know, y'all might have some programs. We can do radio live there. We can go to the streets, do interviews. That's what I do, you know. So I broadcast from different events. We go to the Gospel Stellar Awards every year in Nashville, Tennessee. I broadcast from the red carpet. We do it all there. And I do outside events. We had a gospel rap concert out in the streets of the radio station, and it was just awesome. You know, so I just, people ask me to come, and I get there.
Well, my next question will be when we're going to be there. So I guess, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, right?
That's true. Yeah, well, what we have to do is we're going to have to get a program. I don't know if y'all knew this, but the Haddons are like my family. Dietrich Haddon's mother and I work together with the music ministry. I do a lot of broadcasting live from their ministries when they have programs and different stuff like that. A lot of the artists from Africa come here. I connect them with the Haddons, and we've had global concerts. We just had a brother just left here from South Africa. You know, Uchi of Double Double. I don't know if y'all heard of him. He's here.
No.
He's a great brother of mine from Nigeria. He's up here till November. And I introduced him to the Haddons. So he's been preaching and singing at their church. I attend an African ministry. He's been over there doing the night vigils and all of that. And so he'll be back with us again in October. So it's just been a lot. We've been connecting, and so right now we're trying to get together artists now to do a concert before that snow hit. We want to do something before December. We really want to get something done. I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe we all need to sit on the phone and chat about what's a good month and just do a layout of what we want to do here.
Right.
And get things going, because we would love to have y'all come here to Detroit and do something, and we have a lot of great artists, you know, that's from Africa that lives here in the States that will be a part of it, and I'm telling you, it would just be on and rocking. You know, we just need to get it together. But I know God has, it's just not, we didn't all hook up like this or nothing.
Yeah, true.
It's going to go, we in the States, it's not like we need a passport. Y'all in Florida,
y'all
in New York, I'm here in Detroit.
You may need a passport to come to Brooklyn.
I got to get out there. I'm serious. I want to get there to New York, and I definitely want to get out there in Florida. Seriously.
Yes.
So,
yeah, I haven't been to Florida like since like 1985, something like that.
Ooh, Jesus. Wow, yeah. I was 15 years old.
Long time.
I know. I was 15. Jesus, you bring it back.
I think it was 85, somewhere around there, 85, 86, somewhere around there. Yeah.
That's when the Fat Boys was rapping back then.
That was just born, man.
You say it wasn't born,
you said 1987. That's when they had hair. They was cracking and mixing on
the. Wow.
On the.
He wasn't born yet.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Murphy wasn't born yet in 1985. No.
I was 15 years old, y'all. Wow. 15.
Yeah.
in 85. I was 15 years old, seriously, wearing some serious high top gym shoes. And the football sweaters. Oh, I remember that. I was a little tomboy back then because I'm the only girl in my family with all brothers. So I can remember that clearly at 15. You said 1985.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah, when I was grilled.
Just figured out your age, you know.
You just figured out my
age. I know somebody probably over there doing the math, like, if she was 15 and 85, let's
find out. Your age.
Wow. I'm still young, so. I'm still young, so, hey, I'm not old.
I know,
but I'm
I know.
Not
hey, there's no,
look,
there's no shame. There's
20.
No shame. In, hey, Tanya. There's no shame in that because you're already there. You know, somebody who's not there, they can't talk about that because they're not there yet. They don't know if they'll get there. So you're already there. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
I have to give,
true, that,
give thanks for that because guess what? Everybody who might be young and saying you're old, guess what they want to do? They all want to live for a long time. So you're aspiring to get to your age, too, so, you know.
But you know what? A lot of people do not believe my age. When I say my age and they look at me, it's like they think I'm lying, especially on the Facebook. They look at them pictures and it's like, no, you cannot. And I'm like, yes, you know, what is the problem? You know, you don't believe me. But seriously, I'm still young. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm 41, you know, and I thank God for 41 because I have some friends, the fellas that I used to hang out with back in the day, didn't even live to see 41. They were dying like in their 20s and 30s.
I was just going to say that. The amount of people that did not make it.
Yeah, they did. They got shot up at them bars
and
them parties. I was going to funerals like once a week. Seriously.
Wow.
Every time you look up, it was like tone dead. Big E got killed, you know, and it's like, oh, wow, you know, they was just dying around me, and I still yet was living, and a lot of the people that is my age, they look like they're 100 years old, because they're strung out on the drinking and all of that, so I thank God, but like I said, I'm still young, that's not old, but I'm not 20 either, so, you know, but a lot of people, when they see me, they think I'm like 35 or 34, and I have a 19-year-old son that's like 6'4", and when they see him, they think he's my man, you know. So when I say he's my son, they look at me like, what? Well, how old are you? You know, and so I thank God for that, you know, that I'm still, you know, looking good and young. And,
young and vibrant.
You know,
young and vibrant.
Well, yeah. I thank God for that. I thank God. And I'm telling you, Steven, you look like you're 19.
Than that, but I'm still not your age. I'm 24.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
praise
I'm 20.
God.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm a young.
You don't look it. You do look younger than that.
Yeah.
I'm a little dude.
Reality sitting back like I ain't telling my age.
Yeah, that's why I keep quiet, you know.
I know he like I ain't telling my age on radio. I don't think so.
Well, you know, Stephen Murphy.
Yes.
Yeah, I was. You sent a link to my page. I think it might have been a couple of weeks ago, and you were talking about. You know, whenever people hear a young Jamaican ready to give a young Jamaican guy ready to give a testimony, they always expect to hear all of these tragedies that happen and guns and shooting and stuff like that before it comes to the law. And I really appreciated that because, I said I wish that was my testimony.
Right.
You know, I wish that I could say, if I could say, you know, people ask me, what would you change if you could live your life over again? And, you know, I talk to people all the time, like I speak in front of youth groups or whatever, and I tell them, I say, listen, the last youth group I spoke to was a couple of weeks ago, and I started out, they asked me to give my testimony. I started out by saying, okay, I grew up as a Christian, never did anything wrong, and you know, and always live right, and everything will turn out just fine. And I look at them and say, "You believe that?" They said, "No." I say, "You know, I wish that was the truth."
Right.
You know, I wish that was the truth. Some people try to glamorize, like, you know, the things that they've been through and stuff. And each one of us have our roads to travel. And God does things for His own reason, His own purpose. And He achieves His purposes through whatever we went through, whether we live as a straight arrow or you know, we were on the streets and we went through these things. But I would have loved to say, I would have loved to be able to say, and I admire you for that, Murphy. I would have loved to be able to say, listen, I walked the straight and now I was a Christian all the time. I didn't deviate because right now there's a whole lot of stuff in my memory that I have to deal with. At inappropriate times. Sometimes I'm praying. I'm in the middle of a sermon. Somebody's preaching and stuff like that. And the more you give to the devil at those times, the more he can use against you in this time. And a lot of young people need to hear this and don't understand. Listen, if your testimony is a boring testimony, that's good. I would have loved to have a boring testimony. Like, listen, I don't know about that drama in the streets and gunplay and you know, and womanizing and stuff like that. And you know, my wife that I have now is you know, that's the only woman I ever knew. I would have loved to be able to say that. You know what I mean? That's a blessing right there. And to me, that's a powerful testimony.
Yes,
people look at you and say, "Yo, Carl, like, that you went through, I didn't even realize, your testimony powerful." For me, I say Murphy testimony is powerful. You understand?
Yeah.
That's because you showing the power of God being able to keep you from a youth right through. I admire that, and that's powerful in my sight. You know what I mean? All these things that I have to deal with memory-wise and stuff like that, and, you know, anytime, you know, sometimes when I go through certain things, I'm saying, I said, boy, maybe, you know, I'm paying for some of the things that I did in the past and stuff like that. All these things you don't have to deal with, bro. You don't have to deal with all of that. So, you know, I just love to tell young people, listen, if your testimony is that you're straight, you grew up as a believer, and, you know, you didn't do all these things, that's good. Don't feel less than anybody else that might have drama and they have scars and you know, and all this stuff that went out on the street. Don't feel less than them. God kept you. God is powerful, and He did a wonderful job. I love that.
Amen.
Yeah,
man.
That's the truth.
And you need to talk it. You need to talk it, bro, because too many people expect, just like you said, you need to talk it, talk your testimony, because that is powerful to me. That's powerful.
Yeah, it is.
But you know what? That's why we're doing a talk show. I don't know if I said anything to y'all about it, but the end of September, I'm going to have like 2 days out of the week, we're going to do like a talk show. We're going to come together, and I'm going to have like topics, some real-life topics that we'll be able to talk on the radio. We'll be able to have guests to call in and speak on these issues, and then we will open up the phone line for everybody around the world where they can call in. It's free for them to call in through Skype. So Skype is connected to me, so they're able to call in through Skype where they don't have to be running minutes up on their phones and all of that, and they'll be able to voice their opinions, ask questions or whatever. But I told the people we're not going to have no disrespectful stuff, or I'm going to click them right on off, you know, hang up their mics. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do this because of the simple fact God laid upon my heart that there are a lot of issues that are going on in ministries and going on with us, and people don't want to talk about it because they feel like somebody is going to look funny at me. Somebody is going to judge me and look down on me. And with this program is not only talking about issues, but it's going to be a type of program where before we get off the airwaves, somebody going to be delivered and free.
Yeah.
It's not going to be talking about the issues and then go off, you know, still bound with these problems. But what we're going to do is we're going to talk about these issues. And if someone want to talk about what they're dealing with, I told them when you call in and talk about what you're going through, you don't have to say where you're calling from. You don't even have to say your name. You can call in as a John Doe or a Don Jane or whatever and say what they got to say, and we can pray for them. We can speak a word of encouragement, but we're not going to be on the airwaves knocking nobody down and thinking we better than others and all of that, but that's what we're going to do. So we're going to have like a talk show. Then sometimes once out of a week, we probably will have what we call testimony night, where different ones can call in and testify about what God brought them from. Somebody needs to hear. You know, we are overcomers. And so somebody might need to hear, you know, how someone was brought out of the gang or brought out of homosexual, you know, going on with that. All kind of stuff. People need to hear. But in the church, it seems like you can't talk like that because people look like, ugh, that's not. No, it's not. It's life. And it needs to be talked about. It needs to be dealt with. Because I noticed a lot of people, you know, leave me messages. And I thank God for that, y'all. I'm going through enough. You know what I'm saying? But I thank God that people trusted me to tell me their personal business. And sometimes when I'm reading or hearing them speaking to me, I'm like, God, why are they coming to me with this? You know, I don't know what to say, what they coming to me. You know, I have said that, like, oh, my God. But then it's something in me, I guess, that they see that they can speak this with. And one of them I do know, because I don't judge nobody. I'm not going to judge you. If you dealing with a certain situation, you know what I'm saying, who am I to sit here and be like, well, you know you bad, and you know you going to hell. Now, I don't do that kind of stuff. I say, you know what, we human. We go through things. Let's pray about this situation. Let's go through. And I've had brothers pray. We pray. And within a few days or a few months or so, they come back. Sister, this is happening to me again. I need you. I need some help. I need you to talk to me. So that's why this program is for this. So someone, people can hear what we are facing, what we battle with, you know. It's going to be really an awesome program, and that's why I said this broadcast is definitely ran by God, because when I'm in my bed at night, he speaks to me and show me how to do the show. He'll give me
that's
how to do it.
That's a great idea, son. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and he gave me that. We have a show, a talk show. You can still have days doing music and all of that, but some days take time out and do like a two-hour talk program. That's what he gave me, where you can touch down on two different subjects and have callers call in. And then you got listeners listening in to certain things. That's freeing them. That's delivering them. That caused them to call in and say, hey, I'm going through such and such. And knowing that they're not going to get knocked down live on air. We're not going to, you know, condemn you, you know, right there. But we're able to talk and encourage a person that it can be better, they can be delivered, you know, that's what we're talking about. And then we want to have discussions, too, about how what ministry is out in the street. Because a lot of people are preaching and praying in the building, but the service is outside. That's where the service at. I never forget one of our brothers there in St. Louis. And I want y'all to meet a lot of these people in St. Louis. These are some gospel rap ministers, and I'm talking about they praying and laying hands, you know, on people. And I'm so proud of them because they're going through the neighborhoods where the drug dealers are, and they're shutting down the neighborhoods with the sounds and free food. And said men come, lay their guns down, they lay the dope down. See, a lot of people scared of that. A lot of people don't want to do that. So we got to talk on them issues because we have a lot of churches on the corners.
Amen.
And they preaching amongst themselves, but you still got dope dealers out in the neighborhood, and they want to talk bad about them. Yeah, they need to be thrown in jail. No, they don't need to be thrown in jail. They need to be delivered and saved just like you came from your mess. Did anybody say we need to be in jail? Did somebody say we need to be away from here? No, they look down on us, but they still have a soul. And so that's what I can't understand is why these churches sit on the corners and they talk about the drug dealers and this and that. But what are you doing to change? Get a street concert going on. Get some gospel rappers. Get some rappers, some people that have been through selling dope so they can get out in the streets and speak on it and rap about it. And the souls can be drawn. But everybody is so busy talking about one another and downrating folks. And the brother in St. Louis said something so good that really made sense. He said, we as the church are blinding one another. And he said, and what I mean is we represent light. When we're in that building, the lights are already on. He said, well, we're representing light, but we preach it to one another, so we're blinding one another. It's light on top of light. He said, how much more light? We're blinding one another with the light. He said, but the light need to be shining in the dark area, which is outside. The corner is dark. So we need to do something, because I know what it is to hang with the drug dealers. I know what it is to have them in my house. I know what it is to hang around the gun shooters and the drug dealers and the pushers and all. I'm not scared of that. That don't fear me. And I used to ask God, I said, Lord, we need to do something. We need to get a club going. See, that's what I love about y'all. This is what I'm saying. See, talking like this, this is what we have to do on these talk shows, because I'm going to tell y'all what dropped in my spirit. And I told God, connect me with the right men and women. But what I thought about was we need to get some kind of club, rent a club, whatever club it is, rent it out or get a building and put on there all hustlers or whatever. Whatever we need to do, find out some kind of name of passing out flyers and let them know there's not going to be no drugs in here and there's not going to be no guns. And what we do is we play the reggae, we play the gospel rap, we do it all. We dress down and we invite them to come in and we minister to them. But it be like a club, but it's a club of not just playing music, but you actually are ministering from your mouth, testifying about what God brought you from to get those souls in. And do it in a neighborhood where people don't even want to go. That's where ministry at. God let me know that. Where others won't go, that's where the ministry is at. For the preachers to sit there scared, oh, I ain't going over there. I don't want to go over there and get in there. I don't want to go. See, that's not how it's supposed to be. We supposed to be that
way. I remember somebody that said he ain't going over there. Remember,
yeah. And
remember,
see,
Jonah?
It's sad.
Jonah said he ain't going to Nineveh.
Well, that's, I'm telling you, I don't know, but somebody got to make a stand somewhere.
That's a good
you know,
idea.
It's somebody got to have boldness and say, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I said that, because whenever the word of God, see, I live by Luke 10:19. That's one of my favorite scriptures. I'm not saying none of the other scriptures ain't. But when you get a scripture like that, when you get a verse like that telling you that you have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and he said, and nothing shall hurt us. Do you know we can go anywhere in the world? Because he said that we have power. But what's wrong is we don't believe we have that power. We speak it, but we're not really believing it. Because if we really believe we have that power, we will conquer some stuff. Seriously, things will seem so easy. And everybody want to look at Africa and say, boy, they raising the dead there. People, they casting out demons there. This happening, all that power. I said, let me tell you something. We got that same power to raise the dead. He said it in the scripture. He didn't say Africa just had this power. He didn't say I give this power to Italy and I give this power to Haiti. He didn't say that. He said he has given us, that's all of us, the power. But what we have to do is we have to eat that up and believe in our minds that we have this and that we are covered. And he said, it's nothing shall my enemy hurt. So if we're going into a drug dealing hood, don't you know God got your back? He got our back. We can't go in there in no fear, but he will give us wisdom and how to speak to the people. See, you got to learn how to speak. A lot of people don't know how to speak to them people, and that's why they scared and they mess up, and that's why they get cussed out. Because people don't know what to say. They just look and say, you a heathen, you going to hell. That's not how we're supposed to address the people. You address them in a certain way, and God will word our mouth. So I believe he's connecting us all in this time that we really are standing in boldness in this last hour, not only by speaking and teaching, but he's giving us the sound of music that will destroy the yoke. You know what I'm saying? People can hear it and they be set free. And we know it's an effect now because so many people leave messages saying, I'm blessed by this program. Every day I listen to you, I'm just blessed. I was depressed, but I feel good now. I was listening in, I was delivered. This happened, that happened. People said they heard it was a dance hall or something I was playing by DJ Saudi. Somebody said they got saved off of that. Said, I repented. I want you to pray with me. I want to be saved. I heard that, and it gave me to go back to church. And I was like, wow, just listening to that. So we don't know what this sound is doing. So I'm saying that, all of this to say this. Y'all, it's going down. That's all I got to say. And I just know that God is going to give y'all even more new sounds. You know, you're going to hear newer, even more newer sounds, and he's going to give you more sounds, and it's going to be sounds that, you know, is so gone up in the atmosphere that it will confuse the devil himself. He will not know which way to go. I really believe that. I believe that. I really believe that. Because, you know, nobody else is saying something, so God got to use something. He got some people, and he got certain music that's going to draw the young people in, and not only the young people, but even the older people are listening to the reggae, and
every
they listen
generation
to the rap. One sister told me, I'm not into rap, but the rap you play, I love it. It says a message.
Amen.
So I thank God for that. I just thank God for that.
Amen.
I thank him for that. So I know whoever's going to be listening to the rest of this broadcast, they're going to be encouraged. I believe that because, I mean, we ain't speaking no crazy stuff. This is just some real true stuff. So I just, you know, like I said, I just thank God for y'all. And just be encouraged and keep writing and keep doing what y'all doing because he definitely going to do it. And y'all definitely will see a difference even in your music. You will see the difference. Like I said, on this radio, God has given me to promote other gospel DJs. So I do. I play a lot of their mixes and everything on here because I love it. And I'm like, wow, I would love to play this on radio. And when I play it, it's making a difference. People are loving it. And like I said, Stephen, when they heard your stuff that I've been playing, I've been really getting a lot of people, you know, there in Nigeria that has been saying they are enjoying the broadcast. And a lot of them, you know, there in Italy, you know, is response, you know, loves it. I've had some people, you know, in Malaysia, you know, say, you know, who are these people and where they can you connect me in? So it's just awesome. It's awesome. And I just thank God for y'all. I thank God. And my station manager loves the music. He was like, oh, yeah, they hot. They hot. We got to get them here. So we definitely got to do something. We have to get together, Carl, me, y'all, because, you know, I sing. That's what I do. I'm an artist myself, and I write.
Okay.
So I do that myself, and I write, and, you know, I used to sing hooks and stuff when I was out there, and I got, like I said, I got paid for that. We would go in the studio. They would play the music. The brothers go to rapping, and right off the rip, something come to me. I start singing, making the hook, singing it, and I got paid for that. So I still do it now, but I'm saying I do it in God, not out there like I was. So I said I sing for the Lord now, but I was singing for the devil. That's what I tell people. I said, and people look like, what? I said, well, when you're not in Christ, you are out there. You ain't singing for the Lord in no bar, you know. So what else? Who else you singing? So I thank God that I'm singing for the Lord now. And I love the rap and I love the reggae. I really took it hard when I first got saved. I did not want to get rid of my music. I was like, God, I can deal with that and deal with this, but this music, I just can't let it go. You know, I'm serious. And when I got saved, you know, my brother told me, oh, there is rap in gospel. I said, man, that stuff is going to be weak. Well, my first artist that I heard was Tadashi, and I'll never forget when I shared that testimony to him. They had a concert here in Detroit, and I was not able to make it because I was doing something with the Hatton. And my station manager had him call me. He surprised me, and he called me. And I'm like, hello? And he was like, this is Tadashi. Where was you at the concert? And I just started screaming on the phone. I'm like, oh, my God. And I shared that testimony to him. I said, you were the first gospel rap artist I ever heard. Because I thought rap was weak in Christ. When I heard it was gospel rap, I said, oh, it ain't hard. It ain't, because, you know, I used to love all that crazy, wicked stuff like 3-6 Mafia, all that old crazy stuff, shoot your mama, kill your daddy, all that stupid stuff, you know. I am serious. I know that sounds funny now, like, what? You used to love, but I did. If it had to have a lot of cursing, the beat had to be banging, you had to curse and really just talk some filth for me to listen. And I share that because it's a testimony. Because I was like that. I thought, this is life. that gangster, yeah, this is it right here. And that's what I thought. So when they told me, oh, it's gospel rap, I thought, oh, it's finna be weak. And my brother pulled up with them sounds banging, and I'm looking at him like, man, you supposed to be a preacher. You listening to some, you know, I'm thinking he listening to the worldly stuff because I didn't know. And I went out there, and he said, check this out. And I heard Tadashi, and I got hooked. And I've been listening to rap ever since. And I'm like, wow, I got hooked to him. And, you know, I said, wow, I didn't know rap could be like this. And then a brother, as I shared with you, Stephen, I think I shared it with you, that somebody told me about the reggae dance hall. And I'm thinking it was on some other stuff. You know, I'm like, oh, man, that stuff, that ain't the real stuff. You know, and the brother sent me a link, and I got to listening to DJ Sadiq and listening to all the other brothers playing that music and Kenya, all them Kenyan mixes. And I was like, man, what? This is hot. You know, and then I heard Stephen Murphy stuff, the church to the streets, that did it. I was like, I'm a lover of reggae. Oh, like, that did it. Well, Carl, you got something to do with it, too, because Godfrey Praise was on and popping. You had my aunt in love with that song, and she was like, "Ooh, I just love it. Oh, I just love Godfrey that. Praise. So that, what I'm saying that to say this, it's got to be awesome if I can listen to that music and love it like I do, because I know what I used to be like. And I know if it's blessing me, I know the nation's being blessed, and they are being blessed. And I just encourage y'all to keep on keeping on. See you in the next video. So y'all let me know when y'all finna do videos. I want to be in the video.
Sure.
Be like, I'll just stand there, and y'all can glimpse the camera every now and then. I just stand there and wave.
It has to come to Florida.
Oh God, yeah, I got it. Y'all, now y'all in? How far are y'all from? Palm Bay, Florida.
That's about 2 hours out the road. 2 hours?
2 hours from Palm Bay?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have some people there in Palm Bay, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, and I haven't been out there yet, but I was thinking about going one day, and I said if I ever was out there, whoever, because I just came back recently from Atlanta, and I posted up on Facebook, you know, if you are artist, music I play, y'all in Atlanta, let me know, because you know, come meet me there. I'm going to be in Atlanta, but I didn't get a chance to meet certain people in time. And some other people were out of town, so they didn't even know I was coming to Atlanta. So I don't know where I'm going to end up next. I just thank God, and I look forward to y'all coming to Detroit, and we really do them up, you know, for the Lord. I was really praying to do something in the streets, because that's where my heart is. Is not is to get out in the streets, like in the neighborhood, and just close shop and just set up where we can pass out free food, like just barbecue, you know, hot dogs and stuff, and just pass it out to the people for free. That's how my heart is. And we just have microphones and speakers and just play music and, you know, minister to the people, get a prayer line going, pray for the people, some souls get saved, you know. That's what I'm looking forward to do. I really want that, you know, to get a team together where we can just do that. And that's how I got that name on my page. God gave me that, the Unstoppable Fireball Warrior. So that's what I want to have.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tanya, I got to run now. Thanks again for the link up here. Murphy Reality. Nice to link with you, man. Nice to meet you. You know,
I'm here, you know?
Hopefully it's not. Hopefully it's not the last time we link up.
Oh, yeah. No. We look forward to having y'all back on. And like I said, I don't know what y'all going to be doing tomorrow, Stephen, but y'all welcome to join me anytime y'all want to. I'm on this radio 2 times a day. I'll be on in the morning again from 10 to 12 playing y'all music and playing other music, and that's what I'm going to be doing. So if y'all wanted to call in tomorrow, you're welcome to do that. And have words with the people. You are always welcome. I will click y'all on. If you don't want to get clicked on, you can just text me and say, hey, we listening in. whatever. And but I'll be on tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and I will post a link on your page. And Reality, your other songs will be heard live in the morning. I'll be able to download them and get them going on the air as well.
Thank you very much.
All right, so bless up, yeah. Yeah.
All right, God bless you all, and y'all
all
have
right.
a blessed night.
Yeah, my
you.
All right. God bless.